Welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia. And today we're diving into a topic that could make the difference between financial stability and financial stress over the next few years. We're talking about safe haven assets and insurance products, the tools that help investors protect their wealth when markets turn volatile, when inflation runs hot, and when uncertainty dominates the headlines. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Safe haven assets sound a little boring compared to the high growth, high return investments we usually love to chase. But let me tell you, when the economy is unstable, these are the assets that let you sleep at night. They're the anchors that keep your portfolio steady when the waves get rough. And in this episode, I'm not just going to skim the surface. We're going to explore in detail what safe haven assets actually are, why they matter in 2026, what role insurance products like annuities can play, and how you can structure your portfolio to balance both protection and growth. We'll also talk about the pros and cons of annuities, dive into gold and precious metals, touch on modern safe havens like ETFs and even certain digital assets, and give you practical strategies to put into action. So grab a notepad because this episode is packed. What are safe haven assets? Let's start at the beginning. What exactly is a safe haven asset? Safe haven assets are not designed to make you rich overnight. They're designed to preserve your wealth when other investments are falling apart. Think of them as the financial version of storm shelters. Historically, the most well-known safe havens include gold and precious metals. They've been used for thousands of years as stores of value. U.S. Treasury bonds and TIPS. These are government-backed securities, and TIPS are specifically designed to protect you from inflation. The U.S. dollar. Even with its challenges, it's still the dominant global reserve currency, and investors flock to it in times of crisis. Defensive equities. Think utilities, healthcare, consumer staples. Companies that keep producing cash flow no matter what's happening. Insurance contracts. And yes, products like annuities and whole life insurance that guarantee payouts can also serve as safe havens. Now, the list of safe havens isn't static. As markets evolve, so do the options. In 2026, investors are also looking at inflation-linked ETFs, real estate tied to essential services, and even some carefully structured digital assets. Why inflation protection is critical heading into 2026 now? Let's talk about the elephant in the room, inflation. Inflation is the silent tax. It doesn't hit you with a bill, but it erodes the value of your money year after year. And retirees are especially vulnerable because so many live off fixed incomes. To put it into perspective, imagine you've got a retirement income of $50,000 a year. That might be fine today, but if inflation averages 3% per year, in just 10 years, that same $50,000 will only buy you what $37,000 can today. And if inflation spikes, the damage is even worse. That's why it's so important to identify the best inflation-protected assets 2026. Let's run through some of them. TIPS, or Treasury Inflation-Protected Securities. These adjust with inflation, so your purchasing power is preserved. Real estate and REITs. Rents and property values often rise alongside inflation. Commodity funds. Exposure to energy, agriculture, and industrial metals can hedge against rising costs. Global diversification. Bonds and securities from stable foreign governments can act as additional protection if domestic inflation heats up. The bottom line, if you're not preparing for inflation in 2026, you're already behind. Insurance products as financial safe havens. Now let's move into the world of insurance products. Most of us think of insurance as protection against accidents or health issues, but in finance, certain insurance products are powerful tools for wealth preservation. One of the most talked about products here is the annuity.
Annuities. A closer look, annuities are contracts with insurance companies where you hand over a lump sum or make payments, and in return, the company guarantees you income. They come in different flavors: fixed annuities, variable annuities, indexed annuities, and they can pay out for a set period or for life.
So, let's break down the annuity pros and cons for retirement. Pros. First, they provide predictable, guaranteed income. This is invaluable when markets are volatile. Second, they protect against longevity risk,
You can't outlive the income stream. Third, they're flexible in design. You can add riders for inflation protection or even death benefits for your heirs. And fourth, the growth inside annuities is tax-deferred until you start taking withdrawals. Cons, they limit liquidity. Once your money's in, getting it out early can mean penalties. They can be complicated. Many annuities carry high fees and opaque terms. Fixed annuities may not keep up with inflation unless you specifically pay for inflation riders. And finally, they often underperform equities in strong bull markets. For retirees in 2026, annuities can serve as a sort of personal pension, but they should be used as part of a balance plan that includes inflation-protected assets, gold and precious metals. The old standby, let's not forget gold. Gold has been the ultimate safe haven for thousands of years. It has no default risk, it's globally recognized, and it holds value in times of crisis. Silver and platinum are also worth considering, especially because they have industrial demand behind them. In 2026, analysts expect gold to remain strong thanks to central banks buying more of it and ongoing geopolitical instability. But remember, gold can stagnate in low inflation environments. That's why most advisors recommend a modest allocation, usually 5 to 10% of your portfolio. Beyond tradition, modern safe haven asset safe havens are evolving. It's not just gold and bonds anymore. Some investors are looking at digital assets. Yes, crypto is volatile, but certain stablecoins backed by strong reserves are gaining traction as hedging tools. Defensive sector ETFs, healthcare, utilities, and consumer staples continue to deliver consistent returns in downturns. Sustainable infrastructure funds. Projects tied to energy and water infrastructure are increasingly being seen as resilient. Global diversification. Swiss bonds, Singapore bonds, even Canadian government securities can provide a safe alternative. Balancing safe havens with growth, now here's a critical point. Holding only safe haven assets might protect you, but it won't help your money grow over the long haul. Remember, cash under the mattress loses value every year thanks to inflation. The key is balance. Think of your portfolio in three buckets: defensive core, safe havens like TIPS, gold, and annuities. Growth allocation, stocks in inflation-resilient sectors, technology, energy, healthcare. Tactical diversifiers, real estate, commodities, and foreign investments. This structure ensures you have protection, but also the ability to capture future growth. Practical strategies for 2026. So how do you put all of this into action? Here are a few practical tips. Run inflation simulations. Model how rising prices could affect your income over 20 to 30 years. Keep liquidity. Always maintain an emergency fund outside of annuities or long-term bonds. Mix safe havens. Use a blend of TIPS, annuities, and precious metals. Don't rely on just one. Don't abandon equities. Stay invested in defensive, dividend-paying stocks. Review annually. Markets change. Make sure your portfolio evolves with them. Tools and resources now. If all of this feels overwhelming, don't worry. You don't have to do it alone. For hands-on investing with access to a world-class, cutting-edge, user-friendly trading platform app, check out Crystal Ball Markets. It's designed to make trading intuitive, and it gives you the tools to diversify across safe havens and growth assets. And if you want to build your knowledge, I highly recommend the Crystal Ball Markets podcast at our ss.com/podcast/Crystal Ball Markets. They're beginner-friendly and cover trading, investing, macroeconomics, and financial markets in simple, actionable terms. Both of these resources can help you prepare for 2026 and beyond. Final thoughts, so here's the bottom line. Safe haven assets and insurance products are no longer optional, they're essential. Inflation, market volatility, longevity risk, these aren't temporary problems. They're structural realities. By combining traditional safe havens like gold and TIPS with modern tools like ETFs and carefully chosen annuities, you can create a financial fortress. One that not only preserves your wealth, but also allows for growth. The real question isn't should you own safe haven assets in 2026. The real question is how much protection do you need? And are you acting soon enough? So start today. Review your portfolio. Consider your risks. Take action now so that in 2026 and beyond, you're not just surviving economic uncertainty, you're thriving. That's it for today's episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights on trading, investing, and navigating the financial markets. Until next time, stay smart, stay prepared, and keep your wealth protected.